The McElroy brothers are not experts. And their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert. But if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three. It's the song. It feels like it's better with you. My life, it's better with you. This is true, it's better with two. My life, it's better with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome, my brother, me. Show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy. What's up, Trav Nation? I'm your middleest brother, Travis Big Dog, Vroom Vroom, Wolf Wolf McElroy. Woo! What's up, Trav Nation? I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin, 30 under 30, media luminary, Belford Tough McElroy. And I regret to inform everyone that I've just realized my Lightning McQueen jumpsuit costume has shrunk dramatically in the wash from the last live.
Or you've gotten bigger and musclier.
I don't think so, man.
Bigger muscles. It's possible. Didn't have it dry cleaned?
I didn't. It's like
the idea of you bringing that to a dry.
It's like halfway up my calf, man. Like it went up. Yeah. It didn't go in. It went up.
Oh, no, you wore Henry's.
Oh, that's what it was.
You may have to have a costume change just like I did.
Yeah,
maybe it's time for you to reevaluate.
San Antonio, I hope you appreciate Justin's rocking a new steez
just
for you.
I switched to the Drive cosplay because I was informed during our last engagement that my...
Which was in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Who was very mean to Justin.
Very mean. Because they said that when I took my helmet off, my speed racer costume made me look like I was a Donald Duck bounding. Paul, do you have an image of my costume? So you all can be the judge of whether or not I'm a...
It's a nude photo, so we can't actually...
It's pantsless.
They censored it out.
Wait.
Yeah, so...
You've lost the ascot.
So this isn't very representative, but I have a red ascot.
And you can actually, if you look at my jumpsuit in this picture, you can see how now it's riding up like
it used to be
way
bigger.
High.
And yeah. For some reason, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 was on the screen. Maybe we were playing that while doing a live show.
Oh, yeah, we got fucking bored and just had to crank out some combos.
Yeah. Oh, well. So thanks, Paul. So I changed. I had, can I just say, a wonderful day in San Antonio, Texas. I got up at 6:30 because I had to say goodbye to my kids. And I realized, oh, my God, I'm up. But luckily, it was already 85 degrees here. Hell, yeah. So I got out, and sometimes you can rent the little stand-up scooters.
Yeah.
Here in San Antonio. You can rent little sit-down guys.
Sit-down, like Vespas?
Like a little sit-down Vespa you can rent. And it is hysterical to drive around the city, and because you're not allowed to drive on the sidewalk, and you're also not, you can't go faster than 20 miles an hour.
Right.
So it's like everywhere you're going, it's a little parade just for you. You know? Like they can honk, they can get mad, and you just wave like, I can't do anything other than this.
That is such a classic. classic, like, comedy movie about just a real doofus in town who does that kind of thing. Like, oh, I'm so excited for this. And then everybody's stuck in traffic honking behind them. And you watch it like, what a doofus.
Tommy Boy and his magic scooter. What a fucking goofball.
I definitely ended up on some roads that I should not have been on in a little scooter. It's like
just on a Clover Turnpike. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm up so high. Jesus Christ.
I heard truckers like, oh, we got a baby's day out situation over here. This baby is just rolling free.
No, but it's great. I went to Archie's Coffee, and then after that, I went to Vela Coffee because I just wanted more coffee. And then I drove the Vespa out to the Japanese Tea Garden. Have you all been out there?
Holy shit! It's gorgeous.
I gotta say, your vibe
just
now, though, was not matching the vibe of the Japanese Tea Garden.
I disagree, Griffin. You didn't go when I went. I yelled, holy shit, yeah, this is an amazing tea garden.
One of the most beautiful places I've ever been in my entire life. It was incredible. And I followed that up with something just as majestic, a visit to the Wonderland of the Americas.
That's right.
Hey, listen, that is a singular place, guys. I loved it. Can I describe Wonderland of the Americas
please
for you?
Okay. Yes.
So we've all got dying malls. I love a dying mall as much as the next guy. Wonderland of the Americas.
Our mall's been dying since it was born.
Wonderland of the Americas has the guts to just not go down without a fight. So you walk, you get dropped off at the most nondescript entrance possible. You then have to walk through a hallway of four of the most depressing businesses. Like, literally, it's like tissue replacement, sick kids store, bone health for veterans. Like, it's just like the sad. It's like a haunted house, but for being sad, right? And then you chuck all the way through it, and you swear to God, it must be closed. Everything's closed, right? But then you go upstairs, and it's like some of the coolest little stores and shops, and everything is fantastic. But the bottom, they should rope it off or something. You know, like Casca of Amontillado style, just break it off. Like, we don't have a downstairs. It's just cool shops upstairs. And then a very large, an insane Burlington coat factory. It looks like it was built by fucking Sauron. What's wrong with you guys? But I had one more trip in the Vespa. I don't know if Joe's here, but Joe almost ruined the show for everybody. Travis ran into Joe before. Joe didn't know we were doing a show. Joe's staying at the same hotel we were staying at. And Travis told Joe, like, hey, we're doing a show. Come to the show. As I'm leaving, I don't have enough time to get to the venue. Oh, man. But guess who's still there? My Vespa is parked out front. So I'm like, okay, well, I got to make it to the show on time.
Right.
I gotta get the Vespa.
This is how the Aerosmith roller coaster at Disney World starts, by the way.
Yeah, I gotta get the Vespa. So I get the Vespa, and I'm like, all right, time to ride out for the show.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I've got two bags that are balanced on the handles, right? I'm barely making it. And then Joe comes out, and he's like, hey, I'm really excited for the show. And it's like, oh, cool. It's nice to meet you. And then I'm like kind of joking about how I'm about to ride a Vespa and help I live, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But then I realize, like, as I'm about to leave, I'm holding a can of coffee that I have just opened. And I have absolutely no fucking plan.
Yeah.
Like, I have no plan. And Joe
So what did you do?
But Joe's right there, right?
No.
Well, what I had to do, Travis, I had to chug the entire coffee right then and there, right?
So wait, how is this Joe's fault? How is any of this Joe's fault?
Because if he hadn't been there, I would have just dumped it out, probably. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Something, or gone to a sewer and dumped it out in a sewer.
So Joe held you accountable for your impact on the environment. No. And somehow this is Joe's fault.
I would have recycled
it. As Joe's lawyer, I must object, sir.
As you've certainly guessed from my life choices, this is an advice show.
That's better. Thank you so
Thank
much,
you,
Paul.
Paul.
Very demonstrative.
Much better, Paul. Thank you so much, Paul. Excellent. Much better pick. This is an advice show, and we are going to...
Wait, but for what era?
Oh, the Mondrian.
Thank you so much, Chef.
We are going to take your questions that you have submitted to us and turn them alchemy-like into wisdom, as is our purview here on the program. I don't know if you've listened before.
You're vamping because you forgot to unlock your iPad again.
Well, is that Joe's fault too, Justin?
You know, it can be hard trying to carry the entirety of the show on my shoulders. If you guys wanted to do any jokes, That would leave a little bit of padding for me to, you know, open up the document.
I went and got a massage today.
There
it wasn't
goes.
Funny.
Travis.
It was just nice.
Go off, Travis.
I needed it because I deal with a lot of stress when my brother can't open the dock during the show.
That's enough.
Okay.
My brother-in-law refuses to go to Chili's with me, my husband and my sister, his wife. It's my favorite podcast. He is a very talented and creative cook at home, so I think he feels like Chili's is beneath him. How do I convince him that $6 margaritas and a triple dipper are cool, and even though Chili's isn't a five-star establishment? That's from sister-in-law in San Antonio.
Are you here?
Jesus Christ.
I've never been scared by one of those before.
That's the energy of someone who has appreciated the great deal of Chili's tonight.
Yes.
Have you been there and received amazing service and reasonable prices?
Okay, great things about Chili's, just to start off with. One thing is that Chili's has the guts to sell adults tenders. And
do
not pretend
that.
Like it's something else. And they'll put a little bit of a fancy sauce in there like, oh, have you tried our elegant new bourbon tenders? It's like, nah, nice try. I love it, though. Thank you so much.
Appetizer samplers.
Yeah. No, they
fancy
do those.
Fancy restaurants there. Don't do that.
That's true.
Fancy
they make you
restaurants
order.
Won't give you one shrimp in a cocktail.
And another thing is fancy restaurants will get mad at you when you get mad at them for not doing that.
That's true, Griffin. They get all snooty about it.
Yeah. I want the pate and the shrimp. And the hush puppies.
All
do them
on
all.
One plate.
That was a crazy restaurant I just described that had all three of those things on the menu. Though.
Another thing I like about Chili's, random shit on the wall.
Yeah, that's fun. Always,
that is fun.
You don't have to just go to a restaurant for the food, because sometimes you can go there for the hangs.
Just like a good hang.
Like, it seems like maybe the best hang at Chili's. You've got everything you need.
You're like, what, Griffin?
$6 margaritas.
Huge.
Shit on the wall.
Yeah, covered.
That funny commercial with the barbershop quartet.
Baby, 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 baby.
That's
baby.
The one.
Yeah,
what restaurants can you go to where you have an excuse to sing barbershop quartet because of the place you're at?
Also,
not
one
many.
Of the few restaurants I've eaten at where I've had to been warned by the serving staff not to touch the plate that my food was on because it was a sizzling hot iron skillet.
Everything is sizzling
hot. They
hot.
Trusted me with that, though. That's a level of trust and responsibility that they gave me what amounts to a deadly weapon and said, he's going to be fine.
Or maybe they're just like really, really hardcore into Applebee's and they are worried they're going to get spotted.
You think that's crossing the line?
You know how sort of protective of their turf those two businesses are.
That's why you settle on TGI Fridays, right there between
no
Applebee's
one's
and
ever,
Chili's.
Ever dined at a TGI Fridays.
Yeah, they don't exist, actually.
It
that
is a money
correct.
Laundering front.
But they'd be so happy to have you.
Chili's is awesome because when you see it out in the wild, there's a Chili's in Austin that is like the meme Chili's. And that's great and all. We can all compare it to the other great restaurants in the area. That a Chili's is at, sure. But when you're at an airport, hey, wait a minute. That Chili's is looking pretty good right about now, isn't it? When that Chili's is the only option next to a Panda Express and a raggedy-looking Subway, hey, wait a minute. Chili's is fine dining in
at
this
least
moment.
Chili's to go presupposes that you're just here for the food.
Fuck yeah.
You know, you don't need to hang around for the ambiance. You're just here for the food.
Here's a bit of, like, actionable advice.
Uh-oh.
Maybe try a pitch like this. You know what would be so wild and silly tonight?
Okay.
If we went to Chili's. Can you imagine? And then you get him there.
Yeah.
And you're like, that food is pretty good, isn't it?
That's how everyone who...
You enjoy the ambiance?
That's how everyone gets
into it, having a fun
man?
Time?
Here's a gift card, Todd. It's for $5,000.
Let him go. Okay, before he leaves, let him fill a Ziploc baggie with spices and butters and herbs.
Cool.
And one knife.
But just one bag.
Just one. Okay, he can have four bags.
Four bags of butter, spices and one
spices,
and a knife.
Spices, fats.
Salty, sweet.
Knife in a bag. Knife in a bag, butter, salt. That's three bags.
If
four
you throw some rope in there, that's like a serial killer cannibal's set up bag.
But okay. Please finish the
thought. The fourth
King.
Bag will be empty.
Okay.
Because that's for leftovers.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I didn't know if you guys had stuff for
Travis,
that year.
I have no idea where our brother is going with this whole run, and I'm
also,
really...
You're also going to have an induction cooktop. So you're going to arrive, and one of you will put on the Ted from Chopped voice, and it's like, okay, here's your mystery basket. It's jalapeno poppers from TGI Fridays or wherever.
Yeah.
Now
bust out your spices and your butters and your knife and your empty bag for mixing.
Yeah, dude.
That's what it's for. It's for mixing.
Oh, okay.
And try to like upcycle it. You know what I mean? Like,
so, and then when the server comes by.
No, that's the game. They can't see because they will be hurt.
Okay, so when the server comes by.
They can't see it. Their feelings will be
hurt.
When
the server comes by and sees your brother-in-law under the table going.
They can't.
And smoke starts to rise up.
And then, they're like, hey, sir, what the fuck are you doing under there? This is a Chili's. He says, oh, I'm gushing up the egg rolls in a bag to make it better.
So the server says, God damn it, another Chopped-style game in our restaurant? This is the fourth time today.
I did say you can't be seen doing it in the setup. I said they can't catch you doing it. So
if they catch you doing it, you
guys are admitting
I'm masturbating under here. Leave me alone.
You're inventing the one thing that can't happen in this game, okay?
Okay,
if it does happen, it is seen by all participants as a failure.
Yeah. You're secretly cooking on an under-table induction cooktop and mix-and-mushing bag.
Right. And then...
There's no way you have more to this.
There's more steps?
There's no way, dude.
Everybody eats it. If you guys hadn't put on so much mustard, I could have just said everybody eats it and moved on with our lives.
Yeah.
You know? You guys don't always have to pull over the car for a few words.
Is there a rule that the server can't see anyone eating it?
They absolutely can't see.
The eating?
The eating that you have to see.
Okay.
Because I need them to be a little
bit confused. The server's
going to
come by and see you eating your hot mush, your hot egg roll mush.
If they clock it, you lose.
Okay,
Wait, lose what? Win what?
The game.
What are the stakes?
Did you not even pay attention to the fucking question, Travis? My brother-in-law wants to play a high-stakes secret under-table Chili's
winner cook takes
game.
All, no holds barred, deathmatch.
Art doesn't need
It says
rules.
Right here, if they catch us eating the sloppy glop, then he loses. So... Art, fucking pay attention next time,
you're right.
Dude.
It's my fucking fault.
Art doesn't need... I have a favorite local coffee shop across the street from my apartment complex. Recently, one barista started a conversation asking what my plans for the day were. For some reason, maybe tired brain, I decided to overshare and stated, oh, I'm on my way to qualify for regionals. They asked, in what? I said, oh, it's for magic. They proceeded to get a lot more interested and said, that's super cool. I love magic. What kind of magic can you do? Yeah, you guessed it, friends. I was actually talking about going to a Magic the Gathering event. So I just said, cards. Congratulations. You were impeccable with your word. You honored your first agreement. That is true.
I believe the record will show I did not lie, Your Honor.
I did not lie. But I said... They asked if they could show them a card trick since no one was in line. But I just said, sorry, but my backpack was in the trunk.
Can you imagine if you had made the backpack appear right then?
Hold on.
You said that your magic was cards, and then you said your backpack was in the trunk. It's cards!
Yeah.
Like, why... It's cards. They're in your pocket, right?
They're very large cards,
they're
Justin.
They're huge novelty
That's
cards.
That's the magic.
I juggle them with chainsaws. It's a whole thing. Anyway, brothers, what kind of card tricks can I quickly learn in case they remember and ask again? That's from I Just Want an Iced Coffee in San Antonio.
Are you here? All right.
Fair enough.
Thank you for not scaring me. That was amazing. You may be... a barn owl sitting in the distance. That's cool, too. I'm a barn owl who just qualified for regional at Magic the Gathering.
If they ask you again, say, well, I qualified for regional, and now I have to save my mana points for when I perform tricks at state.
And what do you think, how will they receive that sentence that you just said out loud?
Yeah.
What do you think the response to that sentence is?
I think if you say it with... a solid enough chilling look, they'll never talk to you again.
Travis is right, actually. If you say I can't because I'm saving up my mana points, this will not be
the
an
problem
issue
here
ever
is
again.
I realize mana points is also a thing in Magic, right?
Wait, hold on.
I meant more like I'm casting magic tricks using my magic points.
Wait, but you're not, they didn't think you're an actual wizard from Final Fantasy ass magic time.
But they don't know how magic works because the rules of magic say I can't tell them how I do
Did
my tricks.
Did you think that the issue here was that
I didn't think anything, Griffin. I was doing a fucking bit. I was doing a fucking bit for our audience to enjoy with comedy jokes. I'm a grown man. I was a National Merit Scholar, sir.
Cards.
I'm trying to be funny for once.
You're right. I apologize.
The good thing is, the hard part is done because your hands know the cards. Your hands know the weight of the cards.
When the heart of the cards.
When you hold a King Ice Velociraptor or whatever, like... They, you know what that feels like.
Sorry, a what?
You know that just from the ink of the Icewind guy, Quest Shield guy, that like you know that card.
I got a commander deck that's based around the Icewind Quest guy. Yeah. Tear
and
shit
so
up.
Is the trick, Justin, that you close your eyes and pick up a card and tell them what it is?
Yeah. Like you could do that if you know your deck. When you were really... in tune with your deck, you don't need to look at it anymore. Like, you know the cards.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the cards just from, like, the weight and the crinkles that your uncle put in. When he was,
Hold on.
He was trying to throw them away, and you're like, please don't. I love those cards.
Wait, why was your uncle?
Because every card tells a story. Like, you know what I mean? why is there mustard on the back of my... Charizardados or whatever.
Yeah, because my fucking uncle.
Yeah, it's
my fucking uncle used it as a napkin again.
Uncle related. It could be like my best friend Johnny spilled ketchup on it or whatever. Like,
so there's mustard on it because Johnny spilled ketchup on it?
Every card tells a
likely
story.
Whoa!
Yeah, every card tells a story.
I think that anyone can learn how to do tricks of sleight of hand and subtle gestures with those cards, but not anyone can make an infinite mana loop, one hit, KO, first round, knockout,
yeah.
Some real shit. So I think you could say, like, okay, first of all, the coffee shop needs to be very fucking empty because this is going to take you like 45, 50 minutes. There's a lot of setup, and then you do have to execute the infinite loop. You make them draw all their deck. You have to draw your entire... It's a whole thing. But then when it's over, they're going to be like, wow, I get it, man.
I would also just say, and this is not to try to like pump you up, but seriously, like that kind of success in anything, I think people actually are interested to hear about it. Like, I don't think there's going to be any judgment. I, of course, would be interested to hear about someone's Magic the Gathering proficiency. You know, I've learned 4 or 5 card tricks. I tried to learn Magic the Gathering, and I can't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, same dude. I think that's the magic, frankly.
Yeah, I'm way more when impressed when you play Magic the Gathering.
I've played many games of Magic the Gathering, and when they have ended, whether I've won or lost, I have no idea why it happened.
Yeah. I always think, I got to get more into this game.
Most card tricks don't require you to use tokens and track health loss and tap things. So
which one's more impressive, Griffin?
Definitely Magic the Gathering. Yeah. Easy. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, try this move. Oh, I misunderstood you. Now it's on them.
You could also do like sleight of hand with Magic the Gathering cards. And then when you ask them later, was this your card? They'll have absolutely no fucking clue. I think, yeah, it had a dragon on it or something. There's fire. Something like that. Yeah, for sure. Sorry, this just came across my desk.
There was a puff of brimstone and sulfur.
Yeah, this is just coming across my desk. I'm so sorry, guys. We do have a haunted doll watch. First up, let's meet Holly the Pixie.
Oh, no.
Woo! I wanted to bring some positivity this time.
Okay, that's cool.
And I'm telling you right now, a bold, like, Mary Tyler Moore-esque woman in the city fighting for
she's
her own right there.
She is, meet Holly. She's an enchanting spirit known as a Pixie Fae. She has a deep connection to... Holly, it just doesn't say. Holly encouraged... Holly encourages humans to reconnect with nature, showing respect for the environment and a deeper appreciation for the beauty that surrounds us. She loves all animals and critters, and they love her presence. She brings hot into your life.
Wait, what?
Whoa.
By the way, that was cool hearing everyone say wait, what, in the exact same voice.
She brings hot into your life by uplifting moments with laughter and positivity.
Right.
She possesses a bunch of magical abilities. They don't often promise this much.
A bunch?
Yeah. She'll make you happy is not often a promise made by hot dogs. Sure.
The first one's awesome, because her first one is animal communication, which, like, prove it.
Yeah, good point.
That would involve, like, my dog being like, this is legit.
Yeah. Once we invent that helmet we put on a dog or on us to make that conversation possible, you think the first thing dogs are going to say is, holy shit, thank Christ you can hear me. All the dolls in this house can talk to me. Holly the Pixie makes it so fucking hot in here, Doug, and we're getting married.
She has the ability to, she has plant growth, the ability to accelerate growth with a roll of a D8. She can, there's a bloom of plants, coaxing flowers to blossom and gardens to flourish. She has weather control.
What?
Whoa.
She has the ability to influence subtle weather changes.
Okay, now hold on.
They're not overpromising, yeah. Okay? Maybe a bit more fog than you're used to.
It's 95 degrees instead of 94 degrees. Thanks, Holly.
You did indeed bring the hot by 1 degree.
She also promotes natural healing. So there's so much more to Holly. She's definitely one of the best I've ever encountered.
Then wouldn't it be supernatural healing?
She brings good.
No, nothing.
Yeah,
okay.
No, that's fair.
I don't think so.
She brings, it's a very good point, Travis, inviting a feel to your home, and I know she'll add a touch of greatness to your life. Are you Holly's new keeper? Adopt Holly today.
Keeper sucks as a title to have because of a thing I bought on eBay.
Yeah. So that is Holly the Pixie. Next up,
I wouldn't even call myself like my dog's keeper.
Yeah. All right.
Next up, a haunted vessel doll, a protective spirit of a mother who lost everything.
Ooh.
Hey, wait, it might get funny.
The name's fun.
I mainly wanted to feature Marguerite. She's a devoted mother in the late 1800s, a woman who gave everything for her family. Let's see that first picture, Paul.
Jesus Christ, Justin.
Her life was cut short by scarlet fever, a brutal disease that took her swiftly.
And I too big itis.
Leaving behind 10 children, the youngest only 6 months old and the eldest 17. Even as her body failed, her soul refused to leave. The thought of abandoning her children, of leaving them to face the world without her was unbearable. Paul, let's see that next image. Yes.
Yeah, dude.
I've never seen anyone do this shit. It's fucking so good.
It's so good.
Give me another
dude.
One, Paul. Hit me with another one. Oh, baby.
No.
Yeah, dude. Hey, how come she got neck wrinkles? That's fucked up.
Okay.
Hey, what's she made out of?
This is starting to border on montage of dead wife in movie.
She remained earthbound. Searching for a way to continue protecting those who needed her. Eventually, her spirit found its way.
But who's protecting me from Marguerite?
Can we see another picture of the vessel?
This one's
fine. Oh, hey, you done found me under the bed. Come on in. Let me show you my secret place.
Marguerite is a fiercely protective spirit drawn to those who need comfort. My own daughter has asked me to place her vessel under the bed at night to keep
the monsters. I thought you were talking
away.
About Charlie and Cooper for a second.
No. That would be amazing. Marguerite seems to like this role. So this is, to be clear, mommy's putting this doll underneath your mom. The only mom you have, supposedly, is putting this haunted doll in here to protect you from the other haunted dolls.
Yeah, fuck. Hey. No. Hey, this is a mother who lost everything, and her kids are definitely not in the picture anymore. I definitely want her to form some kind of strong bond with my daughter.
Man, she's chock full of raw mom energy.
Yeah, one day you'll be older and you'll get married, and James Wan's going to have a lot of fun with that one. Let me tell you, this goat is going to freak out. The doll's going to try to kill him. This is actually pretty good, now that I say that out loud. Paul, write that down.
TM.
Insidious 5 something. okay, I want to...
No, Paul!
She's saying goodbye. Goodbye, Marguerite.
We got dumb truck, hey.
Travis.
That wasn't me. That was Margarita speaking through me.
Her influence grows. I should mention, there is a mystery of her purple eyes. There's an unusual purple eyes, an eerie yet beautiful anomaly.
Yeah.
At times they seem to illuminate. That's her ass, Paul. Nice. When this happens, the atmosphere in the room shifts, sometimes comforting and warm, as if a mother is near, watching over you.
Yeah. Other or times, under you, because she's mainly a sub-bed sort of.
Yeah, I would say the majority of the photo shoot has happened
under bed.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you guys want to meet the best dude ever?
Fuck yeah, dude. Okay.
Hey.
Paul, no more jump scares, please.
No more Paul. Hey, let's meet Bouchard.
Yeah!
Let me see my son, Bouchard. Yeah. Hell yeah! Haunted vessel doll, sweet Bouchard
child. Wait a
minute, child.
Why didn't you guys like Bouchard?
Hey, let me tell you.
What kind of jaded assholes are you?
Bouchard's
let me
great.
Tell you a little bit about Bouchard. This is Bouchard. From the moment he came into my home, he has been nothing but a joy to be around. His energy is light and warm, like a child's laughter echoing through the house. Everyone adored him when he was alive. He grew up surrounded by his aunts and cousins, always tagging along as the youngest of the bunch. His older cousins would take him skating to the batting cages, and he loved every second of it. His favorite place in the world was a spot he called Bullwinkles, a place that brought him endless happiness. I'm going to skip his death.
Yay!
That's not...
Wait, does he have a pair of dice with him?
I'll get there. His parents...
He's making some CeeLo. He's shooting some craps.
His parents had both passed over from overdoses when he was only 2 months old, so he never knew them. Only stories and not good ones. This made him frightened of crossing over, afraid of what might be waiting for
him. As opposed to most 3- and 4-year-olds who are like, can't fucking wait to kick
it. You know... Thank you for your faith so far, because you know how hard Bouchard has to deliver to make up for that real bummer of a beginning. So let me tell you this. Here he is safe. He is calm. He is sweet and playful. He has always been a joy to us, and I know he will bring the same to his next keeper. My own children discovered that Bouchard loves offerings of Pokemon. One night, while they sat in the same room with him, he made that very clear.
Hey!
Because of that, he will go to his new home with the Pokemon items you see in his pictures at my children's request, since they don't want him to be without them. So, Bouchard is being said, hey, parents, I am always looking for great ways to get rid of my kid's shit. If I thought I could also box up a bunch of their garbage with haunted dolls, this is epic, lady. Good on ya.
Yeah.
Sending away a bunch of their Pokemon cards.
Also, scalpers have ravaged the Pokemon card market. So, I mean, you are getting yourself quite a deal with this Bouchard doll pickup.
Just to clarify, though, in case you are buying Bouchard, items in the photos will be included with him, except the bench his vessel is sitting on, that is mine. Thank you for clarifying about the bench.
Now,
thank you, Vessel Boy, taken too soon. Hey, do you have anything of Bouchard in action, Paul?
Hi, buddy.
Huh.
Wherever I go, he goes. My buddy.
Yeah.
Sweet haunted Vessel Boy, taken too soon. That's Bouchard.
There was a time when we were children, and we had a My Buddy doll, and my older brother Justin propped him up inside a closet so that when I opened the closet door, he seemed to spring out at me.
Yeah.
And I don't remember him being around much after
that.
No,
I don't think so.
The doll, not Justin.
Yeah, I was around.
Justin remained.
Hey, when Bouchard talked to the kids about how he wanted Pokemon cards, I'm just curious what that conversation sounded like. Hey, what do you guys got up there?
Give me all your Pokemon cards or I'll haunt your sister.
What imaginative little monsters you've got there.
If only I hadn't been killed by that stray bullet.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I didn't tell you kids about that, did I? It was rough, but I did always want a Charizard if you have a spare one. I got to learn some new Pokemon. I love frogs, but I can never spot them in the wild. I live in a relatively damp place, so I know there are plenty of frogs around. Often other people will point out frogs to me when I see them. See that I'm taking photos of wildlife, and I'll get so excited to have the chance to take a photo of a frog. I'm haunted by all the frogs I know are out there that I didn't see and thus couldn't take photos of. Brothers, how can I get better at spotting frogs? That's from Frogless and Frustrated.
I fucking am brave of you. How brave of you to finally say it. Every time I spot a frog, it feels like such an accomplishment. Like, ha ha, got you.
Oh, but the crushing defeat of someone else spotting a frog before I do.
I hate that.
Oh, when they see the frog first.
Or it's just a weird rock and now you're an asshole.
Or fuck, it's a toad?
Dude!
Sometimes I'll bring a frog with me places so I can set it down and be like, frog! And everyone get impressed with me at how good I am at spotting these.
Well, shit, Griffin, because that was my suggestion to fix this problem. Not forever, but just some practice frogs that you would bring with you, let loose, and then know there's frogs there. Know what they look and sound like,
yeah.
What their names are, and then be able to spot them with some kind of accuracy so that you gain confidence in your frog spotting ability.
You know, the
movie Frog Spotting is so weird with all the drugs.
Yeah,
and
sure, sure. Drugs. The hardest thing to spot is a turtle, because when you spot it, you're definitely looking at it, and you're like, yes.
Yeah.
I see it. But then the turtle will continue to be there, and you definitely have to have a moment where you're like, okay, I get it. I gotta go. Other animals, you get close to them, and they're like, that's enough.
Yeah.
Like, the moment's over.
But there's not a lot of animals beside turtle that I see, and I'm like, I should pick you up. And then my brain's immediately like, no, don't do that.
You don't need to pick
but
it
why
up.
Why do I have this reflex? Is it because
it's football-shaped.
I guess he's got his own little lunchbox that he carries around with.
I would also say a turtle is an animal that I could spot, be excited, and it could be dead, and I'd have no idea. And I'd stare at it for like 20 minutes being like, nature is beautiful.
Any time I've ever seen a turtle in my life, I think, ah, buddy, you shouldn't be here. Where's it? Let's get you out of here, pal. And then, but you don't want to touch them because they got salmonella.
Cool.
Yeah.
No.
Your wife's a doctor, so I just assume that you know what you're talking about, man.
It would be turtle
Pretty
Nella.
Safe
they're
bet.
Not
I'm also your
salmon.
Older brother, so thank you for recognizing. We have other questions for you from you, our beloved. Not for. Yeah. Hey, can we ask a question for you?
Anyways, enjoy the frogs you see. Don't worry about the ones you don't see. They don't exist if you don't see them.
Wow, Trav.
Thank you.
Wow.
Next question.
Beautiful. Also, thermal vision goggles.
Wait a minute.
Wait, are frogs?
Hold on. Yeah. Notably, that's a really bad idea.
Or that's lizards.
Wait, cook the frogs before.
What? You have to have a friend help you. Get a discreet friend to plant 30 toy frogs in the local woods.
Oh,
have them
toy
give
frogs.
You a GPS. Where the fuck are they going to find 30 real frogs?
At the fucking frog store.
Yeah, man.
Read a book.
Frog store, dude.
What, like bait frogs that you buy to feed to bigger lizards?
Yeah, dude. To feed the nasty fish. I'm going fishing today, but only for really fucked up psycho fish who eat whole fucking frogs, man.
That's my favorite section of the pet store, when there's pets that are actually food for other animals, but they don't know about it.
Cricket.
Like the crickets think they are there waiting on the right child, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Now I will be loved.
That one open-minded kid.
Look at that. They gave me a lizard to eat.
Maybe
Wait
a second.
They're looking for a kid that needs a moral compass.
I got a room, this big scaly roommate of mine. I love this guy.
Hey, boys.
Yeah, Trav?
I've got a pretty important new development to share with you guys.
All right, man.
As both the leader of Trav Nation and... Thank you. And the CEO of Trav Nation Company.
Oh,
Industries.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah. We're constantly looking to incorporate brand integration.
Okay.
And indoctrinate more people.
Right.
And
so all the embezzling you've been doing from our company has been for...
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you brought that up, Griffin. Sort of. So tonight, I have a brand new segment called Paul, Can You Pull That Up? Trav Nation Industries introduces Travesties. It's Travis plus novelties seeking angel investors. So I've got three.
Hey, is the TM there your initials or
Correct.
Trademark? Okay.
So
it's both. TM,
wait,
TM,
isn't
TM.
That what it always
Oh, okay.
Is? Okay. I have three investment opportunities for you guys tonight.
Okay.
But much like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie when they were selling the pictures of their baby Shiloh, to the paparazzi, I am going to take your bid sight unseen.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you what,
what I've just
the
bought?
Products are. Now, because I've embezzled so much money,
yeah,
you guys have accumulated quite a few Trav bucks.
Sure.
And it is, I should state, a one-way exchange.
That's so rare with exchanges, you know?
Where U.S. dollars become Trav bucks, but Trav bucks cannot go back.
You don't know, but it ever comes out.
They're like arcade tokens in that way.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm going to give you guys a chance to ask me some questions. The first investment opportunity is a foodstuff. And now you can ask me some yes or no questions before you give me your bid.
All right.
In Trav bucks for the first investment opportunity.
Okay. Would this be something that I would feature on Munch Squad?
No.
Okay. Is it wet?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I figured it out.
No, I haven't. Is it real, like a thing that you could exist?
Yes.
I've never played this game before, okay. Travis. I'd like to
Is it a sauce?
No.
How can it be wet then, dude?
Is it a liquid?
No, I mean...
Are you selling a liquid? Just answer.
Dude, is it a suspension, dude?
I got to answer
unclear.
Is it
like Shublek, dude?
I'm going to say yes, no, answer unclear. Answer unclear.
I'm going to say the plasmoid state of whatever this...
A sauce is present.
Okay. Is it an entree?
Travis, I need the foodstuffs I invest in to fit squarely into one of the three states of matter.
Yeah, is it a plasma?
And it is for that reason that I'm out.
Hey, Griffin, here's the problem. You actually can't. Yeah, you have
How
to.
How much
you
do
have
I
to
have?
I have to bid?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So is it a commercial product that you want to sell?
It's bidding time now, Justin. How many Trav bucks?
This is bidding time.
Yes. How many Trav bucks are you willing to invest?
How many do I have, you maniac?
500.
500. Okay.
500 feels right to me.
500,000.
Hey, Juice.
Babe, how many Trav bucks is it okay for me to spend? I know, they're supposed to be for the girls' college, but hopefully Trav Nation University will be closed by then. Okay, yeah, all right, thank you. 5,000 Trav bucks.
Okay.
4,999 Trav bucks.
Okay, let's see what you've invested in. New beef travioli.
Okay.
Kids love that it comes in a can. Oh, parents love that it is edible. With twice the schlork sound of the leading competitor when bored from a height, contains absolutely zero Travis.
That's great. I'm
Wow.
Do you want to increase your bids?
Fuck no, man. I'm actually an investor in Cup of Noodles, and I can't actually have competing products on store shelves. You understand?
I do.
Also, this sounds gross.
I would like to reduce my bid, please, because...
Wait, you can't reduce.
I would like to, at this point, now that I know more, reduce, because I feel like the fact that it doesn't contain any Travis...
Well, there's an asterisk there.
That is true.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Awesome.
Because everything has a little Travis in it.
Same way,
with
like,
the way that, like, dust and star stuff and shit works.
Last breath of Julius Caesar, et cetera, yeah. All
okay, right. Our second investment opportunity... Is a household good?
Is it wet?
No.
Is it dry?
Yes.
Okay. Don't get all.
Is it a powder?
No.
Because sticky is half wet and half dry.
It's a household product.
Is it for cleaning?
Yes.
Is it poison?
No.
Toxic?
No.
Purple?
No.
Green?
No.
Red?
Orange?
No.
Blue?
Yellow.
No.
White?
Glass cleaner?
Gray?
No.
Clear?
Yes.
Edible?
Clear?
No.
Gray.
Yes.
It's gray, Juice.
It's gray.
We're ready for your bids.
Wait, no.
You can't just say.
I just gave you so many fucking questions.
If there's a limited number of questions, that information
needs to be. If I knew there was a limited number of questions, I wouldn't have sang Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat
up here. Clearly, Trav.
$5,000 on the gray thing that's dry.
We don't accept dollars.
5,000 Trav bucks on the dry, gray household thing.
I'm going to say $30 because I really...
We don't accept dollars.
I'm going to say 300,000 Trav bucks.
Is that the exchange rate?
I did the conversion in my head. Sorry, I have to do the conversion in my head.
Okay, let's see that product. The Trav can.
I was right.
loves to eat your garbage, no questions asked. Totally judgment-free.
Yeah.
Motion-activated real talk action with yummy trash. And that's a totally normal thing to throw away. And I turn trash into jokes.
That one's...
I think it sucks that I have to be up here, and because I'm a paid professional, I'm forced to bear witness to something I would click away so fast from on Tumblr that it would make your
head
spin.
You don't want to throw trash in my mouth? Look, my mouth is the lid. My mouth opens.
You understand, like, I've already engaged with this mentally more than I would ever in my entire life.
You see what happens, right? No, my mouth opens and says, yummy trash.
Hey, you got your laugh, right, man?
One more dollar than Justin did. I love this product. I think it's funny. I think kids will like it a lot. Hey, Travis,
makes complete sense.
If the next one is just this on a toilet, I'm walking off the stage, dude.
I'm going to do that either way because it'll be the end of Act 1, but still.
Okay, let's go to our third and final investment opportunity. This is an online course.
Is it wet?
No.
It's not wet. If you missed.
Is it dry?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it taught by you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a class.
Yeah. It's an online course.
It's a dry online course.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you can imagine such a thing.
Do you teach podcast?
No.
Okay.
We already wrote a book about that.
That's true. Shh, don't tell them our secret, Travis.
That's our private book.
Our private book.
Our secret diary.
For friends and family only.
It's our vanity book.
I bet that's the game. 5 million Trav Bucks on this.
Okay, 6 million.
God damn it.
Okay,
you're so good at this game, Juice.
Yeah. Let's see it, Paul. This is the Trav Wife online course. We'll teach you how to pick up and quickly abandon all kinds of useful hobbies.
The worst thing I've ever seen, Travis.
Efficiently clean the house by hiding 7 closets and cabinets. Please your husband the Travis way.
Okay, so if you're not taking a picture of this image, if it's up to me, it'll never be seen again. So make sure you get it recorded for posterity, please. This looks like the...
Look for all of these things on your shelf and internet.
I think the Oak Ridge boys finally done and fell off.
If you have questions that you'd like us to answer and you would want to come down to the mic and like talk with us about it, you can email live@mbmbam.com.
Try to keep it short. Try to keep it tight. Those are usually the best ones for a live setting.
Yeah, the instructions should be up on the screen. But we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back after the intermission. And we'll see you guys in a bit. Hello, my friends. This is Griffin. I'm so thankful for you this week of extraordinary gratitude. I want to tell you about our sponsors this week. We got Aura Frames on the docket. Aura Frames is a great time to talk about Aura Frames because Aura Frames is a really great present, a really great gift for a lot of different sort of people categories you might have in your life. I'm talking about Peepaw, Meemaw, Jija, Greegraw, all them folks, parents, grandparents, extended family members, loved ones who live from afar, who you want to keep up to date on what you and your family or whatever looks like. You can do that so easily with Aura Frames. They are a premier digital picture frame. You download the Aura app, you connect to Wi-Fi, it takes like 2 minutes to set up, and then you can, you know, change photos, you can upload photos to other people's galleries, with their permission, obviously, it's so easy to keep people in the loop on what you got going on in your life with a really beautiful looking digital picture frame from Aura Frames. We've given them out as gifts to a lot of people, and it's always a hit because even if they're not the most tech savvy person in the world, you can help manage that yourself. So for a limited time, visit AuraFrames.com and get $45 off Aura's best-selling Carver Matte Frames, named number one by Wirecutter, by using promo code MYBROTHER at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code MYBROTHER. This exclusive Black Friday Cyber Monday deal is their best of the year, so order now before it ends. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. Also, I want to tell you about Factor Meals. This time of year is a shit show for everyone.
There's like 100 holidays that all happen basically all at once. And, you know, work is so crazy right now. You got to make sure that you're eating good stuff. And Factor's going to help you do that. They've got chef prep, dietitian approved meals that are designed to make it easy to stay on track and enjoy something comforting and delicious. No matter how hectic the season gets, you can choose from a bunch of different meal options, premium seafood choices like salmon and shrimp at no extra cost. There's Asian-inspired meals with bold flavors influenced by China, Thailand, and more. Just on the menu this week, there's a potato leek mash and grilled chicken with roasted corn and zucchini sauté. That looks gorgeous. A smoky Gouda macaroni and shredded beef with Parmesan buttered green beans. Yum-yum, don't mind if I do. Everything I've gotten from Factor has been really, really great and super, super quick to get ready and make me feel like I'm eating like a person. And that's important to me. Eat smart at factormeals.com/brother50off and use code brother50off to get 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. That's code brother50off at factormeals.com for 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. Get delicious, ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase. Also want to tell you, we got some stuff coming up. As you know, every American Thanksgiving, the three of us with our good friends Tim and Guy from The Worst Idea of All Time, our honorary brethren from New Zealand, get together to watch a little film called Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. This is the, if I'm not mistaken, the 10th year that we've done it, but our 11th watch. And that takes us a while to kind of unpack in the watch. There's also a pretty high concept and I will say costly prank style thing that happens this year that I think really sets it apart. I'm not going to talk anymore about, you know, what the quality of the watch was this year, but if you've seen the movie or heard us talk about it before, I mean, you know what to expect. It's the boys. We're talking PBMC too. And that comes out on Thursday on Thanksgiving. So you can check that out. Also, Candle Nights is coming up very, very soon, December 6th. We're going to be performing at the Keith Albee Theater in Huntington, West Virginia, our hometown, for our annual Candle Night show. It's been a while since we've done one in person, but we are very, very excited to be putting it back on in Huntington this year. It is going to be a sort of variety-styled show. Not exactly a live mabim-bam, but a lot of sort of mabim-bam segments, some clubhouse stuff. Everyone in the fam's getting a hand on the ball, and it's going to be a good time. And all of the proceeds from the show are going to benefit Harmony House, which is an amazing organization in our hometown of Huntington that works to end homelessness by providing countless supportive services to people experiencing homelessness. It is a great organization, and we are really honored to be able to partner with them and help them out. And you can help them out, too, by coming to the show. If you can't make it to Huntington, we're also going to be putting a video up of the show on December 19th. You can get live tickets or those video on demand tickets over at bit.ly/CandleNights2025. There's also some new merch in the merch store, including some Candle Nights merch and some Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 Tell Death to Us Blart merch. And that's all at macroymerch.com. So go check that out also. Enjoy the rest of the live show. We will be back with a new episode next week. So keep it locked and have a great holiday if you choose to celebrate that. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Ella.
What animal has the most teeth?
I would guess a shark.
A snail.
No, snails don't have teeth.
They have thousands and they are freaky looking.
No, I don't want that to be true. Okay. Did you know that the hippocampus in your brain is named after the half horse, half fish sea creature found in Greek mythology?
I didn't know that, but we're meant to be doing animal trivia and hippocampus isn't a real animal.
Well, that doesn't matter on Comfort Creatures.
You're right, it doesn't matter at all.
Comfort Creatures is a cozy show for lovers of animals of all shapes and sizes, real and unreal.
If that sounds like your cup of tea, then join us every Thursday for new episodes on MaximumFun.org.
Are you a celebrity? Are you searching for meaning, connection, and a little levity these days? Hi, I'm Kumail Nanjiani, actor, writer, and yes, a celebrity too. And I've got four words for you. Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. Are you tired of junkets? red carpets? Sick of the endless spicy snacks you have to eat? Do you want to connect with someone who gets your work and laugh with you a little? Join me, Andre 3000, Tom Hanks, Tina Fey, and many more and become a guest on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne from NPR and Maximum Fun.
We're gonna take things to you all now. We're gonna call some folks down to the microphone that we have. If we can get some house lights up a little bit just to help with navigation.
You three sitting in front of it, so sorry.
The guardians of the microphone, the Cerberus. Ask them their riddles.
If you all every once in a while could do the hear no evil, see no evil kind of bit, I'd appreciate that.
Well, you won't acknowledge it, but you could do it. And hey, while we're working on that, thank you to the Tobin Center here for having us.
Yeah, this room is so beautiful. They were showing us some of the fancy light tricks that they can do, and we told them we don't deserve any of that stuff. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Hi. Oh, I'm Celia. Pronouns are she, they, he, any pronouns.
Hello. Hi, Celia.
How can we help?
A lot of Celia heads in the audience tonight, which I'm loving.
Hard not to be.
So my question is, how do I keep mascots from approaching me?
Yeah, so that's chapter and verse, Celia, the question you sent to us. I am wondering what that means.
And my follow-up is, Celia, have you found this to be a problem in the past, or are you worried that this will become a problem in the future?
Yeah. What's the context?
So, for example, you might go to a sports event. There might be like here in San Antonio, maybe a Spurs coyote going into the audience saying, wanting to interact with you. My problem is that I never know what to do. They kind of scare me.
Sure.
Wait, no, hold on.
Good
instincts.
Celia, you're describing a hypothetical situation that might happen. Has a mascot ever approached you?
This has absolutely happened too many times.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think if you get just right down the mouth is the key.
That's where the eyes are. It's
going
to feel
down
weird.
The mouth and say, don't.
Yeah. Honestly, I was going to say a strong no.
Don't. Not now. Not now. Look at me for real. Right in the mouth.
Because what you're probably looking at, Celia, right now on stage, you're looking at three people who have done mascot work many, many, many times. I also don't want to be there.
Yeah. You're right to be off-put because they, no matter how dedicated they are to the cause of the Spurs, they don't want to have an interaction probably unless it is contractually required.
What's hard is, Celia, I think if you start putting your hands up, like, no, thank you, I don't want any, then they're going to make that a fucking bitch.
Oh,
they're
dude. Have you seen the video of the raptor from the basketball team eating the person in the crowd? Like, gobble them up. Scary. Scary.
Yeah, for sure, man. That sounds scary. If I saw that happen,
wait,
I'd be pretty scared.
A mascot ate a person?
I think there should be mascot.
No, don't leave it off. A mascot ate a person?
It's a video. It's a big, it's a raptor.
You watch a lot of weird videos, Griffin. We've just covered it.
Is there a San Antonio mascot that everybody likes? Do you all have a favorite? Is there like a beloved?
Please, Celia.
I did hear the Balapeño a couple of times.
Balapeño?
That makes a lot more sense. I thought people were saying volcano at first. I didn't understand how that could be a mascot an actionable way.
Is the Balapeño like a ball that's also a pepper?
So he's an anthropomorphic jalapeno pepper.
Ooh. Yes.
How does that treat you? If that runs up on you, how does that feel compared to a coyote?
Are we happy to see ball opinion or are we not happy?
That's so scary. I don't want that to happen.
Okay, Celia, I've got you.
Are there any less scary? Out of curiosity, if a mascot had to run up on you, is there like one that you're least scared of where you'd be like, okay, not bad?
You know, we're not asking you!
We were specifically
asking Celia.
In the world, like if you were trying not to think about one Ghostbusters, and which one would you make into a giant monster? You know what I mean? Like, which one do you like?
Oh, truthfully, in my heart, they all kind of freak me out. Okay. I did hear H-E Buddy, I guess.
H-E Buddy?
H-E Buddy? Okay.
Celia, I got your back here. You ready?
Yes.
they have shit peripheral vision.
Yeah.
If you, they have like a 15 degree wide cone.
Stay out the cone.
You move to the left or the right, they don't fucking know you
exist. Slice the pie, Celia. You will not get clocked, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
You could shove children in front of you.
You can duck down 6 inches and they'll just lose you completely. They'll look around and go off to the next row.
I hope that helps.
Does that help you?
Yeah, that was perfect. Thank you.
Thank you so much. What's H.E. Griff? What's H.E. Buddy look like?
H.E. What's H.E.? Can we get a picture of H.E. Buddy on the screen?
I gotta get to an H.E. BDSM cereal. Ooh, okay.
We'll get H.E.
Buddy. H.E. Buddy isn't in the house.
We're not gonna bring H.E. Buddy out. That would be so cool.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Whoa. Hi, I'm Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
He, him. And my question, I'm just going to read it, is
please do.
How do I explain to servers at Mexican restaurants that I might order something besides tacos when they see my taco time knuckle tattoos without it being a huge letdown?
Sammy, can I tell you what I'm dying to know? Can you show me the orientation?
Yeah.
What time is it, guys?
Is it? I'm trying to see from here, but I don't have good vision. Is it taco time? How is it?
Taco time.
Time.
That's usually how knuckle tattoos, it's not usually like a rebus that people have to solve.
I unscramble the knuckles. You see, if I cross my fingers like this, it's supposed
to... All right. I thought this was a comedy. Hey, guys, I'm a national merit scholar.
Yeah, here he goes.
I met O-Cat. I don't understand.
The place we order from for dinner had the most outrageous chips I've ever eaten in my entire life. I think they were the best chips I've ever eaten.
I could hear the crunch from across the room.
They were crunchy. What was that place called?
It was Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Rosario. Yeah. No, it's fucking riff. So good.
When they come by, when the server comes by, you get so excited, you look at your knuckles, maybe bash them together for a second, and then look at your watch and get so dejected.
Yeah, yeah.
And say, not yet. I guess I'll just have fajitas.
You pull up your shirt. You've got fajitas time tattooed on your tummy.
Yeah, get another tattoo under taco time that says like 4:38 p.m.
Yes. Get a palm tattoo that says not, and then you can just kind of semaphore your orders out.
Sounds good.
It sound good, Sandy?
Sandy, what's your order if you're not going to get tacos? What are you in the mood for usually?
Chicken nuggets.
I mean, it's all good, but usually enchiladas.
Yeah. I have to assume, Sandy, that you do have an affinity for tacos.
I do.
Okay, great.
All right, so maybe
just
buckle in and get some tacos, Sandy. You made a commitment.
That's
Sandy.
That's very true.
Maybe you should order a side of tacos just for the bit. You know what I mean? Like, just for the gag. I think it would be such a bummer to not be able to bring you tacos.
Could you get a tiny tattoo that's a question mark after time? So for the right taco time, huh?
Is it?
Is it?
Tell them the owner said you could get free tacos with that tattoo whenever you wanted.
Can you know before you go to the restaurant you don't want tacos and wear gloves instead?
Like Justin has on.
Yeah. Justin.
I'll need to invest in some driving paraphernalia, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a cool look, and it's kind of the year for it, man. So.
Sounds good.
Does that help?
Tremendously.
Thank you so much, Sandy.
Hello. I'm Amelia, she, her.
Hi, Amelia.
Well, I wrote in two questions.
You sent in one about a gas station visitor.
The important one is...
one of these is a pressing issue.
Well, how do I get this gentleman to stop coming in and asking for 25 delicious dollars in gas?
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, 25. Say it again, please.
Well, that's the problem. That's all he says.
No, sorry.
One more time.
Amelia. It's worth saying twice.
Yeah.
he walks in, he's very emphatic. He says, "Hello, can I have 25 delicious dollars on pump one?"
Yeah, in gas. He's not demanding money from you.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm the weirdest robber in history.
No. In gas.
Okay. My calling card? I make everyone uncomfortable.
I'm an eccentric gentleman thief. with some overdue library books.
I gotta give you credit, Amelia, because the no would have been out of my mouth before I even had a chance to think about it. Absolutely not. I do not have that for you, and you cannot access it. Thank
the
you.
Issue,
I mean, try again tomorrow in a less weird fashion, please.
The issue is that I try to be, you know, like, have good customer service, but I can't stop myself from laughing at this person.
Oh, Amelia!
When they say
Amelia! That's the problem. The first time that person came in, they misspoke.
Yeah.
They didn't mean to say delicious because that's not a thing human beings say.
No. He said it twice to two different people.
Wait, Amelia, stop. Did they laugh?
Okay, a lot.
Did the second person, would they have been within earshot of the first person? Like, did he know he was delivering it a second time?
Absolutely, he did not. My coworker texted me a few days earlier, and he was like, it's crazy. This guy just came in and asked me for $25 delicious. And then...
Of gasoline.
And then I was like, haha, that's funny. And I moved on with my life. And then a few days later...
Were you starstruck?
I was...
It's him!
It was a regular who had come many times before, and he's never said this before.
Yeah.
But this time, a little bit after he said it to my coworker, now he comes in to me. And first he asks me, how am I doing? And I say, good. And he's like, that's excellent news. Can I have 25 delicious dollars?
Hey, Amelia, listen. This is going to sound like a joke, and I get that. But weird things happen.
Maybe it's
an angel. On a scale from 1 to 10, how strongly did the feeling hit you of maybe this person has been taken over by an alien and they're learning how to talk like a human being?
Or ghosts.
Maybe they are.
I'm asking Amelia, give me an honest answer.
Well, no, I thought he was human because I have come to expect this from our customers. I didn't know...
Wait, what the fuck does that mean?
No. Hey, Amelia, here's my thing from now on. You know who deserves good customer service? Good customers.
That's true.
And that's what Chili's offers you.
Yeah. Amelia, have you ever, and this is a, I think I know the answer to this question, but have you ever seen him eating money?
Or eating gasoline.
I don't know. I watched him leave. Nothing weird happened after that. I just thought, I guess he thinks it's a normal thing to do.
He doesn't shove the pump into an exhaust port in his chest.
Or just keep walking. You realize he doesn't have a car. And suddenly he's rising off the ground.
Well, the thing about that is that I kind of overemphasize the amount he asks for. Usually it's $2 to $3.
$2 to $3 delicious.
Okay, no, wait, hold on, Amelia.
It's a pickup truck. $2 to $3 every time.
How often does he come in?
Yeah, it's just the kink.
Yeah, every single day.
Okay.
But he's never said this before.
Yeah,
this is
a one-time thing. This is a killer.
He's been trying to work up the nerve. That's why he buys so little every day. he promises himself he's going to say it.
Amelia, I think every other person in this room is sitting here secretly jealous of you. This is a wonderful human encounter.
Yeah,
to have
we're
so
really.
Regularly.
Does that help?
Not at all, but I appreciate it.
Thank you, Amelia. Right on.
I believe we had one more. Yes, hello.
Hello, my friend.
Hi, my name is Bennett.
Hi, Bennett.
So, yeah, the other day I was thinking about the fact that my family has, like, a weird thing with three-letter names, like Dad, Bomb, Mom, Jan, Brother, Lee, Uncle, Jim, Aunt, Kay, so on and so forth.
That was tough to follow.
Yeah, but we get it.
The point is it's a lot.
I thought you were saying you have a dad named Dad.
No.
And I was like, oh, cool.
But, yeah, and then I thought, because I was thinking about Lee's name, and it's like, oh shit, I have no idea how to spell Lee's middle name.
This is your brother?
Yeah, it's my younger brother Lee. I'm 30 and he's 28. So it's,
and you
I can't
don't
go...
know how to spell your younger brother's name.
Yeah, like, well, Lee, obviously, like, that one's pretty simple.
Yeah.
We're all pretty good on
we're
Lee.
Good
There's
on Lee for the most
no
part.
Wrong answer to this.
Yeah.
What is Lee's middle name?
McMillan.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, fucking hey. Yeah, man.
I get it.
Wild, McMillan. Wild middle name.
Yeah, and I was trying to think about it. It's like, ooh, I feel like when I was little, I used to say McMillan. Like, was that actually it? I'm gaslighting myself now, like, to what it actually is.
Is Lee here tonight?
No.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know, too. That was a huge... No. That was going
to
be a
safe
big thing.
Too, because he doesn't, like, listen to my Bam Bam or anything.
All right, fuck him. Fuck him. Yeah. You walk up to him and say, hey, Lee, you think you're so fucking great that you don't want to listen to the show? How do you even spell your middle name?
Guess what, Lee? I know two of your three names now. I have power over you. Hey, can I say something, Bennett?
Sure.
Absolutely, crabsolutely, do not say your last name at that microphone. If you care, you haven't said your middle name yet, but if you care about your brother Lee, you will not say your surname on that microphone.
Trick question. Bennett is my middle name. That's what I go by.
Got me again.
Is your first name McMillan?
No.
Hey. Go to your brother and say, hey, right now, I bet you can't write my middle name properly.
Yeah.
Because there could be like three N's in there for all I know.
People get it wrong all the time. It's two E's, two N's, two T's. The only N's by itself
but
is the
one B.
Yes, exactly.
That's the trick. I would have written it, but Bennett.
Oh, man. I mean, this is a tough one. Getting someone to write their middle name down sounds like how you... like trick Rumpelstiltskin into killing himself or something.
Can I tell you something? With no context, I tried to explain the story of Rumpelstiltskin to my daughters the other day.
It's fucking wild.
At no step were they having any part of it.
Yeah, no way.
They were like, wait, and the king thought, what? And he said, what to her? And then she did what? And he had a spoon? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, listen, there's no part of this that makes any goddamn sense.
So Bennett, does that help?
I mean, it's essentially just don't ask. But
no,
sure.
Don't. You can.
Hey, someday your brother will die.
No, Travis, shut up.
The worst scenario because it's like, what do you want to put on his gravestone?
Right.
It's
just MC.
Yes.
Get it like a fancy script so you can't really tell. Hey,
or a real aged stone. You know, like this has been here since the 1800s.
You don't have to wait for him to pass to get his gravestone. Our dad's already got one, which is so cool for us to go and see from time to time. Yeah. Get it now. Get that middle name on there. You're in the clear. Does that help, Bennett?
Sure.
Thank you so much, Bennett.
Thank you, Bennett. I'm glad we could help you so much. You. No one disagrees that we helped.
And thank you so much, San Antonio, for coming to our live show tonight.
What an incredible town.
Hey.
I loved it.
Fucking amazing.
I love this.
We have, of course, some more posters for sale out in the lobby that were designed by John Barlow. I am fucking wild about this poster, and you can get one for yourself. We also, I believe, still have some challenge coins for the Paul Saborn Memorial Canned Food Drive for sale out in the lobby, which go to benefit the San Antonio Food Bank.
Also, tomorrow we're doing Adventure Zone, and then my brother, me, and Austin, and Griffin's driving there tonight, and we're driving there tomorrow, so I know it's drivable. Come on. I know you all could be there. We also want to say thank you to Paul and Amanda and Rachel and Clint, our dad, for helping us with the show tonight. Thank you to the Tobin Center. Wonderful to be here.
Thanks, y'all, for coming to our show. We really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, seriously.
It's very
y'all have
cool.
been absolutely rambunctious and fun. And
I hope you have fun. I hope you liked it.
We had a great time.
I had a good time.
I had a kick-ass time, and I want to thank Montaigne for the use for a theme song, My Life is Better With You.
Yeah,
it's
ma'am.
A bop.
Right, and now. I want to thank that cursor for being my shining star.
I genuinely do not think it's
a
cursor,
We have to cut
Travis.
It every time because there's no continuity. Hey, we've been asking you for your fears that you want to be faster than in the year of our Lord 20 Thunder Drive. What is our fear for this episode, Griff?
This final fear to leave us off. This year, I vow to be faster than my fear that Dennis Rodman will show up unannounced and throw money at me again.
My name's Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me kiss your dad square on the lips.
It's better with you. My life. Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows
supported
directly
by you.